Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode. Episode 8, I believe, of my podcast, Tom's Truth. I am your host, Tom. What's the date today? May 17th? I think it's 17th. 17th, 2019. Hope your week has been not too stressful out there. You know, in your whatever you need, in your cubicle, in your office, in your warehouse, wherever it may be. Hope it wasn't too bad. Hoping your boss wasn't giving you a hard time there. You know, TGIF, fucking got the holiday weekend coming up. Some big music festivals happening this weekend, I believe, there. Like Cardi B and Snoop and Ludacris, I think, and Sean Paul. Some big new festival there. That looks pretty good. I won't be going. I'm going to be with my family and stuff for the weekend. I'm going to go see my mom. Got my uncle from Toronto coming. So I had a little family thing going on. So that's kind of my plans for the weekend. So I'm just going to do this quick podcast before I hit the road. Just came back from outside there. You know, walking along the streets, a little chilly. Came back from the store, you know. And fuck it, it's that type of season again, where you got these fucking dudes in these Hondas, these like what 2004 fucking Hondas, or whatever, you know, and they're sitting there fucking revving their fucking engine. Who are you trying to impress, man? Like you're in a fucking 40 zone. Why the fuck are you sitting here fucking sound like you're pulling a lawnmower, like. Like, nothing screams fucking little dick energy, you know? Fucking you revving your engine in your 2004 fucking third-hand Honda, you know? Like, you think you're gonna get some fucking pussy from that shit? Or it's like, every time you see, like, another dude, like, walking across the street, it's like, they gotta, like, let him know. Like, man, look at me, I'm fucking leasing this bitch, you know? Like, shit. It's one of those things that really just fucking bugs the shit out of me. If you're gonna do that, like, at least fucking get like a muscle car, or fucking go rent a fucking Lamborghini and go do the shit downtown. Don't be, what the fuck are you doing at in fucking LaSalle in a fucking 40 in a 40 zone? You fucking bum. It is something that there's really another thing that this really, you know, this you kind of sit there and question, like, why. Like, why do people fucking feel the need to do that? Like, you think a girl is just gonna automatically just, like, pull down her pants and throw her pussy at your face or some shit? Like, here, take my pussy. Rub that engine one more again. Like, oh, man. Yeah. And you could just tell, like, these dudes, Guys that fucking do that, like, they have, like, no self-esteem, like, very little fucking low on the self-esteem scale there, you know. They were losers in high school, probably dropped out, probably, you know, fighting with their stepfather, running away, getting kicked out, and he's fucking, I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways. Fuck that. I just had something to say about that. Fucking pissed me off. I should probably edit that out, the last part out there. But if you're new to this podcast, there's no fucking editing going on. I just go with the flow. There's no we. I'm talking about, like, there's somebody else here. This is me, myself, and I. I'm talking to nobody. It's just fucking me. I'm talking to you guys out there, but you know what I mean. There's no editing. No editing that goes on in this fucking podcast. I just roll with it. None of that shit. There's no cuts. No breaks. There's no intro. No outro. None of that. Maybe in the future. I thought about it, you know. I got my guitar here and shit. I thought doing a little riff intro. like, you know, like, jazz it up a little bit. For all you kids out there. but I don't know. Who knows? Right now, I'm just trying to get this thing, like, get the foundation of my podcast, of this thing on the ground here. I'm trying to build it up. Got a Facebook page. Trying to like spread my reach, you know, spread the net as far as possible. Try and reach as many people, trying to get as many listeners. Hopefully, you know, fucking create a following or whatever, you know. So yeah, I'm just trying to bring a sense of realness, of real life. This like day to day shit, you know. Because everybody, because we're all fucking human. We all have personalities. We're all interesting in some sort of way. I think I'm interesting anyway. At least I think I am. People say I'm interesting, but I don't fucking know. I just fucking like talking shit, and I like talking about shit. I don't know, a lot of people out there like hearing people talk shit. Speaking of talking shit, social media, man, like, I don't consider myself a comedian, not by far. I do find myself hilarious. I've been told I've been hilarious, you know. I can crack jokes, you know, when I'm in a group of people there, and I see people there, when I'm in a group, and I get introduced to, like, new people, like, right away, my mind is, like, I want to make that person laugh, you know, because I don't know, I like making people laugh, man. It's been something I really just enjoy doing, you know. Somebody's having a shitty day, for that brief second that you made them laugh, like, you know, they forgot about their problems. So for me, like, that's kind of like my goal, because I love laughing. I love I like my sense of humor, like, is, I find everything funny. Like, there's no limits, man. Fucking, you can talk shit about anything. I don't give a fuck, man. As long as it's in, like, good taste, you know. But, like, you make fun of cancer, make fun of pedophiles, make fun of fucking abortions, make fun of any all the sensitive subjects these days, whatever. I find all that shit fucking funny, because there's always, like, silver lines and everything. It's always, like, humor and everything, you know. I don't consider myself a comedian, but I do, I'm like the, you know, like the notch before, like, I always thought maybe doing like stand up or something, but I just can't sit there and write jokes. Like, I can't sit down and just write down a joke. I don't have that. Some people could do that. I've listened to comedians do, you know, some actually write down their jokes and some don't. Like Bill Burr, for example, he fucking uses his podcast as his way to create his material. He doesn't write. He just goes up on the stage and then he knows what he wants to talk about. But then most of the time he just kind of riffs it. And so, like, it's also a good thing, because then, like, every time you go to a different place or whatever, it's almost like doing something new. So for me, I could never, I would try it just to say I tried it, but I can't sit there and write down no fucking jokes. Like, it just seems so, like, robotic. Maybe you do it in, like, point form or something like that, but whatever. It just, like, bugs me. Like, I sort of get offended a little bit, like, when I go on the interwebs and fucking people be like just like shit posting a bunch of memes and all that nonsense, you know, and then claiming to be funny, or people thinking that they're funny. Like, you go on underneath their comments and you read, oh my god, you're hilarious, or you know. like I sort of get offended, because, like, you're, all they're doing is just copying and pasting. They're not, they didn't think of anything. Unless you made the meme yourself, like, fine, that's okay, fine. Like, a guy that makes the memes, yeah, you know, because
most memes are kind of funny. I don't necessarily laugh out loud when I see them. But I do when I see them. I'm like, yeah, that's funny. I very rarely do, like, memes, like, kind of make me, like, actually chuckle out loud, you know? But fuck. But, like, when people consider themselves to be funny, when all they do is fucking copy a picture and paste it to their fucking page or whatever. And then in real life, they're fucking... They're just, you know, they're as plain as paint drying. Like, you're not funny. Like, you're not fucking funny. And me, as a funny person in real life, you know, I'm sure I speak for other funny people that take offense to this fucking nonsense, to this fucking, you know, this takeover of memes on social media and shitposting. You're not funny. You're not fucking funny. You know who you are. I'm not going to be naming names. You don't name names on this podcast. But if you're listening, you know who the fuck you are. You have a good sense of humor, okay? You know, but you're confusing it with making somebody laugh. Like, there's a talent behind it, you know? I for one, consider myself to have a bit of talent, because there's a bit of comedic timing and nuances, and the way you craft certain sentences and words and all the fucking shit that goes into it, you know? Sometimes it's just natural, gifted ability. There's nothing natural about fucking taking your thumb and holding it down, clicking save photo, and then going to fucking Facebook and clicking photo and clicking share photo and then posting LOL and making you know? Like, you're not fucking funny. Stop the fucking bullshit. Faking the funk. Yeah. Woo. Coming in hot on that one. Fuck. Anyways. Fucking Warriors, huh? Didn't I fucking call it? I think my last podcast, what was it, like, on Sunday? Well, like, there's nothing, no big surprise, like, to nothing, but... In the way I predicted the games, how they'd be, like, the first one would be a bit of a blowout there, and the second one would be a lot closer, which it was. And I think, you know, Portland's going to go home. They're going to get one of those games. It'll probably be when they're down 3-0, you know, backs against the wall. They'll probably get that one, and then Warriors will finish it in 5. You know, like I said, a gentleman sweep. Durant won't have to play. Wouldn't it be like the ultimate, like, fuck you to Durant if they just, like, win the fucking Larry O'Brien trophy without him? You know? Because, you know, especially, you know, they may not admit it, but especially with Draymond, like, there's a little chip on his shoulder there. With all this talk about him, like, you know, leaving, going to the Knicks. Like that shit is legit. Like, and for me, like, if they were to win, go win 3 in a row, and Durant leaves with a chance to, like, make history here, like, you know, 4 in a row, like, you're like, no one's done that since, like, the fucking Celtics back in the fucking 60s when Bill Russell was playing a bunch of fucking electricians and plumbers. Fuck, you know, fuck. Like, if he leaves. Like he leaves, like, he's a punk, in my opinion. Like you're never gonna have it any better than you have it right now. Like, even you go to New York, unless you go to New York and you win a championship there and become, like, this fucking messiah in the city of, you know, the city of fucking New York, which ain't gonna happen, because you still got the Warriors on the other side, you know? Like, you got a chance for fucking history here. Possibly, you know, possibly. It's all, like, you know, it's all space, all fucking hypothetical here. But if he leaves, if they win 3 in a row, man, like, he's a punk. That's all I'm gonna say. He's a punk, and like, I like Durant. I've always rooted for Durant, even when he went to the Warriors and shit. Like, I didn't fucking hate him. LeBron set the fucking tone for everybody. He set the shit up. This is his fault. This is, you know, it's his fucking doing. So, yeah. And in the East, the fucking Raptors. I hope they pull it out. Like, who wants to see Milwaukee in the fucking finals? Like, Milwaukee, really? But Giannis is a fucking monster, though. But somebody's got to step up on the fucking Raptors. Like, Lowry did his thing, but it's gonna take that, like every game from here on out. Like, another guy, Siakam, you know? Because Kawhi looks... he, like... You're running him into the fucking ground. Like, there's only so much this guy could do, you know? Like, he's going to need more support. He's going to need more help if they're going to have pull out this fucking series. Like, it's probably going to go 7. I'm hoping for the Raptors to pull out. It'd be good for fucking Canada, you know? This you know, for the first time. This is only their second time in the finals. And what's their record? I think... have they won a game in the finals yet? East Finals? Or... Fuck, I can't remember, man. That year they fucking lost to LeBron. Did they get swept or... Fuck, I can't remember. Anyways, yeah, I hope they make it out there. Fuck. Yeah, moving on from sports. That's my little sports moment. Game of Thrones is coming up. The series fucking finale is coming. Oh, boy. I'm fucking nervous. Anxious. I'm not going to spoil anything here if you guys haven't seen it, whatever. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to be a fucking dick. I'm not one of those guys. And also because I don't want you guys to turn off my podcast. I'm not going to fucking spoil it. You guys fucking turn it off. Yeah, last episode was fucking nuts. Nuts, man. It was fucking insane what went down. A lot of people died. A lot of people fucking, a lot of bodies hit the floor. So like, I saw them coming. Like, you knew I had something that had to be done. Yeah, and you know, it was pissing me off too. Like, you have people online bitching about the fucking series, talking about, oh man, they should have done that, they didn't do this properly, and they should fucking be better. It's still not taking be taken. It's like, fuck out, yo, these fucking nerds online, oh fuck, I can't stand it. It's like, just enjoy the fucking movie. It's coming, they just got their fucking panties in a bunch there, because the show is coming to an end, and it's almost over, and they can't believe it, and you know. And look, I wasn't one of those guys. Like, I hopped on really late. I hopped on, like, you know, back in January. I just, like... Because I knew about the show from years ago. It was, like, season 4 or 5. And in my head, I was like, I don't want to bother now. I'll wait till it's almost done. And that's what I did. I just waited and avoided the fucking... I don't know how I did, but I avoided, like, spoilers all over the fucking place. And I just binged them all, binged all fucking 7 seasons in a month of January. And I've been, you know, following in season 8. And I'm not one of those diehards that are, like, from day one, from 2011, that have been, like, you know, fucking patiently waiting every fucking year. So I get their attachment to it. I get it, because, like, I've been like that with some shows, too. We all have that with some shows. You know, I was like that with, like, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, fucking what else there, fuck, what else came to an end recently, fuck, I'm drawing a blank here. There's so many fucking shows out there that, like, your mind is all full of fucking mush, you just, like, watch, you've seen so many, but yeah, they're, like, I get the attachment to the show, to the characters. You know, fucking Sons of Anarchy. That's another one too. Fucking, I was really attached to Jax Teller. So I get the emotional attachment, and you know, you've been there from day one. It's been like 8 years. So I get you're upset. I get that you're mad that you don't want the show to be over, and you wish you would have done this more properly. Blah blah blah. And you want them to rewrite the season. Like, they're not gonna fucking rewrite. You know. Like, This is fucking, just enjoy, why can't you just enjoy the ride? Why can't you just enjoy the fucking ride, the show? It's fucking fairy tales, man. It's goddamn fucking incest, dragons, magic, you know? Fucking, they got wolves as pets and shit. Like, come on, man. You fucking giants. Like, 450-year-old woman that is hot as shit. Oh, God. That's one thing, like, the casting director, like, I don't know what they fucking did. I don't know where they found some of these fucking broads, man, but holy fucking shit. That's, oh, the woman, man. Daenerys, Sansa, what's that? The god of fire, the god of light there, her, Marisanda, Cersei, yeah, Cersei, whatever, Cersei, almost sounds like sortie, Cersei, fucking, there's some other girls on that show, fucking, I'm not gonna spoil, whatever, you know, I forget their names, you know, but, oh, man, and every single one of them at one point, like, they all had to show some boobs. I think it was in their fucking contract, you know, by episode 3, you gotta do a little nipple slip there, you know? but fuck, yeah, that show's coming to a fucking finale. It's coming to a grand finale this Sunday at 9 p.m. I think that's probably gonna be one of the most watched episodes. It'll be up there in history. It won't be the most in history, just because of the way we consume it now. You know, a lot of people stream it online or they download it and all that shit, you know. So the numbers might be a bit skewed. Because, like, what's the record? Like, maybe, like, MASH, if you go back, like, to the 70s or whatever, was the most watched series finale in TV history. I think the last episode of Seinfeld is up there. So, like, Game of Thrones, like, this, it's going to be up there, man. It's going to be, like, probably be, like, Super Bowl type numbers, man. Because this show's, like, fucking worldwide. This Sunday, man, like, the streets are going to be fucking quiet. Tell you that. Get your fucking popcorn ready. Fuck, what else? Yesterday, I did a little bit of furniture, like, moving around my house. Because that's what I like doing. I need to do that in my house. I need to rearrange shit to get, you know, I like it feeling fresh. I like new settings. I like new environments. I like different things. I like changing it up. So that's what I did. So I turned my bedroom into a living room and my living room to a bedroom, you know? So I did a little swap. And so, you know, like, some shit hasn't been moved in fucking years, you know? So I'm moving my bed because my bed's been sitting in the corner of my room. It's been there for fucking years. And I haven't moved my bed frame or anything like that because no reason to move it. So yesterday I moved my bed frame and in the corner, I'm like, what the fuck is that? I like see something like kind of reflecting at me, shining, you know? So I'm looking and it's a fucking condom. And it's not a dirty condom. I was like, first I'm like, oh my fucking God, like Jesus Christ. You know, like, no, it wasn't a dirty condom. It was like just, it was actual fucking condom. Like unopened, you know, just sitting on the ground with $3.50 in change. And I'm like, I'm trying to think back to like, when's the last time? When's the last time I fucking used a condom? Because fucking, when I do use condoms, it's fucking for special occasions. You know what I'm saying? And I went back to a night, like, I think, like, 5 years ago in the winter or some shit. When me and the homie had like, a little orgy in my room there. And let me give you a heads up for any people out there, any people out there that are like, you know, in the orgies and threesomes and shit like that. Let me give you a little tip. Let me give you one quick, if you leave this earth with one thing that I give you, let it be this, okay? Next time, you know, you and your homie there, plan on like, you know, fucking tagging a girl together or. Are there gonna be like multiple people, like, you know, 4-5 people in your whatever in your room, fucking plugging away? Don't do it in your fucking house. Let somebody fucking rent a hotel or some shit, you know, or fucking do it someone else's house. Don't be the one, you know, don't be the guy, you know, when you have people at your friends at your house and you end up being the guy stuck fucking having to do fucking cleanup after, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing worse than cleaning up your own. Oh god, I just had like a flashback, like, you know how like those war veterans, like, you talk to some like 75-year-old like war vet that went to Korea, and he's sitting there with the war and he just like stares off into space for like 10 seconds before he checks back to the reality. That's exactly what the fuck I did yesterday. I just stared off into space for like I wasn't thinking of like that the night. I was thinking of the day after, of like the smell of, like, you know, and I had to burn my sheets because, like, you're not sleeping in that shit again. There's no fucking way. So I had to fucking throw out every oh my god, bro. Oh god, yeah. It was pretty much combat. It was pretty much like war. oh man. So yeah, that's my one piece of advice I give to all you fucking boys and girls out there. Do not be the one stuck hosting an orgy. man. But yeah, it was my boy's birthday. And he kind of, I was like, all right, I guess. And we're all drunk. And he couldn't go back to his house because his parents are still there. So I was like, okay, fuck, fine. Yeah, never fucking again, man. And it was in the middle of winter, so I opened up my fucking windows. I burnt all my fucking sheets. I never scrubbed, like, the floor. And I'm trying not to paint the picture for you, but this fucking, oh my god. So that's where that condom came from. The condom stayed there. And the change, too. I'm like, how the fuck did it change? I guess, I don't know, fucking people taking off their clothes and shit. I was like, ah, whatever. Yeah, so that's what I discovered. And that was my little thing for you. Fuck, how long has this been? 27? Ooh, fucking pulling up on a big trio. I guess I'll probably wrap it up around here. Anything else I want to fucking bring up? I'll probably talk about it in the next podcast, whatever. Because what I want to talk about fucking is a big fucking, it's pretty big. And, I'm trying not to overdo it here. You know, you don't want to overdose on fucking Tom. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. So yeah, so I guess this will fucking do it for this edition of Tom's Truth. Email me at tomstruthpodcast@gmail.com if you want. Fucking send me a message. You can find me on Facebook. Don't forget to like my Facebook page, subscribe, all that shit. Review this podcast, you know, subscribe to this fucking podcast, motherfuckers. See y'all next time. Have a good weekend.